Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about how to help your children develop problem-solving skills. And I want you to know, this question alone shows how much you care about your child's growing mind. So today, let's talk about something truly wonderful. We're going to explore how young children, especially those ages 4 and 5, develop the ability to think through problems and come up with creative solutions. And more importantly, I'm going to share what the research tells us, what the magic book has taught me, and how you can support this incredible journey your child is on. First, let me tell you something that might surprise you. When your 4 or 5-year-old struggles with a puzzle, or tries to figure out how to reach a toy on a high shelf, or works through a disagreement with a friend, their brain is doing something absolutely amazing. They're building what researchers call cognitive flexibility. They're learning to think creatively, to see multiple solutions to a single problem, and to trust their own ideas. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has done extensive research on this, and here's what they've discovered. Play, particularly guided play and open-ended exploration, is the primary way young children develop symbolic thinking, cognitive flexibility, and problem-solving skills. Isn't that beautiful? Your child isn't just playing. They're building the foundation for a lifetime of creative thinking. Now, here's something the magic book taught me that changed everything for me. Children are active learners from birth. From the very beginning, they're constantly taking in information, creating theories about how the world works, and testing those theories through their interactions. Your child's brain is like a little scientist, always experimenting, always learning. But here's the part that's so important for us as parents to understand. Research shows that problem-solving abilities develop most effectively when children are challenged at a level just beyond their current mastery, and when they receive appropriate support. Not too much help, not too little. Just the right amount of scaffolding to help them stretch and grow. Rebecca Freeling, a parent coach and child behavior expert, puts it this way. Parents can help their children develop problem-solving skills by providing opportunities for practice in everyday situations and allowing children to struggle appropriately. Did you catch that? Allowing children to struggle appropriately. This doesn't mean we let them become frustrated or give up. It means we resist the urge to immediately solve every problem for them. When your child is working on something challenging and you can see they're struggling a bit, that's actually a good thing. That struggle is their brain building new connections, developing resilience, and learning that they are capable of figuring things out. The magic book calls this the space where growth happens. So what does this look like in everyday life? Let me give you some examples. When your child can't get their shoe on, instead of immediately doing it for them, you might say something like, that shoe is being tricky today. What do you think we could try? This simple question invites them to think, to problem solve, to come up with their own ideas. Or maybe your child is building with blocks and the tower keeps falling down. Instead of showing them exactly how to build it, you might say, I wonder what would happen if we tried a different way. What ideas do you have? You're not leaving them alone with the problem. You're right there, supporting them, but you're letting them be the thinker, the problem solver, the creative one. Research on cognitive development shows us something else that's truly fascinating. Children who engage in open-ended play with loose parts materials, things like blocks, cardboard boxes, fabric scraps, natural materials, show enhanced divergent thinking and cognitive flexibility. These are the essential foundations for advanced problem-solving abilities. What makes loose parts play so powerful? It's because there's no one right way to use these materials. A cardboard box can be a house, a car, a spaceship, a hiding place. When children play with materials that have multiple possibilities, they're learning that problems can have multiple solutions. They're developing what the magic book calls the many paths to wonder mindset. Now, I want to share something with you that I think is so special. In the book of Inara, we have a story called The Center Where Hearts Are Heard. In this story, Ethan and Sophia visit a magical advocacy center with Grandpa Ravi, and they discover something wonderful. When they share their worried feelings, those feelings bloom into solution flowers. And here's the beautiful part. They learn that every problem has many creative answers waiting to be found. This story shows children, in such a gentle and magical way, that their ideas matter. That there isn't just one right answer to every challenge. That creative thinking is a gift they already have inside them. After you read this story with your child, you might notice them approaching problems differently. They might start suggesting multiple solutions. They might feel more confident in their own thinking. And here's what you can do to extend that learning. After reading the story, you might ask your child, "What are three different ways we could solve this?" Whether it's figuring out how to share a toy, or deciding what to have for snack, or working through a friendship challenge, encouraging them to think of multiple solutions builds those creative problem-solving muscles. The research is so clear on this. When adults resist the urge to immediately solve problems for children and instead ask open-ended questions, children develop both the cognitive skills and the confidence to think creatively. They learn to trust their own ideas. They develop resilience. They discover that challenges are opportunities, not obstacles. The NAEYC research emphasizes that educators and parents should provide scaffolding that allows the child to succeed at a task that is just beyond their current level of skill or understanding. Think of yourself as a supportive guide, not a problem solver in chief. You're there to encourage, to ask questions, to celebrate their thinking, but not to do the thinking for them. Here are some phrases that can help. "I wonder what would happen if," "What do you think we could try?" "You're working so hard on this." "What ideas do you have?" "Tell me about your thinking." These questions and statements honor your child as a capable thinker. They communicate your confidence in their abilities. And here's something else the magic book taught me. Every time you allow your child to struggle appropriately and work through a challenge, you're not just teaching them problem-solving skills. You're teaching them that they are capable, that their ideas have value, that challenges are part of learning, not signs of failure. You're building their confidence from the inside out. Studies on cognitive development demonstrate that children who engage in this kind of supported problem solving show enhanced divergent thinking and cognitive flexibility. These are essential foundations for advanced problem solving abilities that will serve them throughout their lives. You're not just helping them figure out how to build a block tower today. You're helping them develop the thinking skills they'll use to navigate challenges for years to come. So, wonderful parent, here's what I want you to remember. Your child is already a natural problem solver. They were born with curiosity and creativity. Your role isn't to give them these gifts. Your role is to nurture them, to create space for them to grow, to ask questions that invite thinking, and to celebrate their ideas. When you see your child struggling with something, take a breath. Resist the urge to jump in immediately. Ask yourself, is this an appropriate struggle? Is this helping them grow? And if the answer is yes, stay close, stay supportive, but let them be the thinker. The Book of Inara is filled with stories that model creative thinking, problem solving, and the confidence to try new approaches. Stories like The Center Where Hearts Are Heard show children that their ideas matter, that problems can have many solutions, and that thinking creatively is a beautiful part of being human. Thank you for being here today, for caring so deeply about your child's development, and for asking such thoughtful questions. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, celebrating your beautiful journey together. With love and starlight, Inara.